Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And as it is, and as we do, well, not as we do. We didn't do this last year. This is a new thing. This might become an annual thing.
Yeah.
Joining me now from Detroit, legally armed in Detroit, with part three of Ector the Director's Christmas Guide Primer, Christmas Gift Guide Primer, is himself, Rick Ector. Was that even grammatically correct?
Man, let me tell you, it does not matter. Okay. It is another great day here in the Motor City, or Motown, as some people affectionately refer to it.
Right.
And since I talked to you last on air, man, we've had some white stuff that's like out and about on the ground, man. It's mostly, you know, just a thin covering on the grass, man, but it's visible. And I detest it, you know. Yeah, it's the holiday season, man, but look, I'm not ready.
You detest the snow, Rick?
Yeah, man, imagine that. A person in Michigan detesting snow. I mean, all roads lead to elsewhere, and yet I am still here.
Yeah.
you know, when you, like, are blessed, let me say that. When you are blessed with the gift of life, right?
Right.
And yes, you know, some of the things that go along with that, man, is as you made a life for yourself, you have family and, you know, just one day disappearing and sending everyone a postcard saying, hey, I moved, come see me in Florida, Arizona, or Texas. Yeah. That's just not the way to go, man.
Sort of sounds like you've been thinking. You've been like sitting there with your hands clasped in front of you with a cup of coffee going.
Every year, man, as I endure yet another winter, you know, I just wonder, why do I keep doing this to myself?
Well, on the other hand, though, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas where you're at, right?
It is, man. Like I said, it's this light coating of snow on the grass. And, you know, as far as winches go, man, last year we had, you know, quite a few inches on the ground and ice. And I actually was getting quite a workout, you know, with the snow shovel throwing that white stuff, man. And
right.
Let me tell you, at my age, man, you start to feel that stuff after a while. And then, of course, you know, people are going to say things like, well, you should get a snowblower. Well, I don't have a huge sprawling estate, man. Just grab a shovel and get to it.
Need to find some young, able-bodied men that need to make a little money on the side.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because let me tell you, if I was to, like, go back to, quite a few decades ago, man, before I graduated from high school, I used to love the winter, not only because of Christmas and the holidays and the good food and all that other stuff, but it was a great way for a young, able-bodied teen to actually look at the snow, run out the house, grab a shovel, and actually start making some cash, man, because there are people my age now who don't relish the opportunity of going out there to shovel.
Right.
So as a kid, man, I used to love it. Did you ever shovel snow for cash as a kid?
Well, I live in South Carolina. I've cut grass.
Consider the audience, man. Look, there's a whole part of this country that knows nothing about snow accumulation and shoveling.
Well, we would have snow accumulation in the South. It's just that when we had it, it shut everything down for a week. Or 10 days, or if it was 5 or more inches and it took it forever, we didn't have snow plows back then. And I mean, man, it was just, it was done. It was done at that point. I loved it. I thought that was the greatest thing in the world, but I didn't get paid to shovel any. I got paid to play in it. Well, I didn't get paid.
Man, let me tell you.
I did that for free.
You're bringing back memories because back in the day, as we say, man, and I actually rhyme that back in the day, as we say, you know, all the neighborhood kids would get together and we have on these big giant coats, man, and we go out to the park and we play football in the snow. Of course, since it's snow, you could actually play tackle, right? You got on these big heavy coats. Right. So that served, you know, the purpose of like, you know, football pads, and you didn't have to worry about hurting anybody because they were falling on the snow
right
in the park. And man, let me tell you, those days, I miss those days, man.
Those were the good old days, weren't they?
They were, man. As I, you know, in my old age now, man, you know, I know I'm only 56, man.
Oh, no, not 56. Oh, God. Not 56.
Let me tell you, man. Oh, man, I don't move around as good as I used to, but let me tell you, I am thankful for what I'm able to do still.
See, that means you're still 55.
Man, I'm 56.
Have you turned 56 or are you almost 56?
I'm 56. As of this past September 25th, man, I'm okay. 56 years old.
Okay,
man.
Okay, all right.
I'm one away from the varieties of Heinz barbecue sauce or whatever
Heinz 57.
They have.
Yeah, yeah, Heinz 57. So
I'm one away. Maybe I could do something clever with their logo.
The cool thing about my age, which I'm about to turn 63 in April.
Okay.
I get all the senior citizen discounts now.
Well, I mean, you know what? Okay, you mentioned it, man. Like, give me your top five senior citizen discounts that you are, like, always itching to actually get. Like, give me the top five senior citizen discounts you take advantage of.
Well, I mean, if I'm out and about and I'm looking for a protein meal, I go to Waffle House, which I think now you qualify for the senior citizen discount. But that's one. Every coffee shop I go to has them. So I use them a lot there, and that would be five or six of those. Then there's like where I go to get my supplements, senior citizen discount. So, yeah, I got a few places I go and I take advantage of it.
Okay, so like, man, you know, well, I guess, I mean, I don't know if a guy like me can, you know, invite someone out for a meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I wonder if you lose a certain amount of cachet when after the bill comes, you say, hey, can I get that senior citizen discount?
Well, you know, here's the thing. When you sit there and you're having dinner, you look at your date, whoever that is you're feeding, and you say, you know, this is all part of my elaborate cover. I train people to kill people. That's
secret
what I,
agent.
Hector the director. Hector the director.
Right.
I didn't tell agent you what I was a director of. Yeah, I didn't tell you what I was a director of. I take a lot of nice ladies, and I put guns in their hands, and I teach them to shoot people in the face. And but yes, but hey, with all of this wisdom comes a senior citizen's discount.
Right, man, right.
The best of all worlds.
Yeah, and all that wisdom and accumulated experience, right?
Yeah.
Man, let me tell you, I wish I had listened more to what the seniors were saying when I was an adolescent.
Isn't that the
and
truth?
Maybe it would have kept me from committing some of the blunders and the bonehead decisions I made, man.
We're coming up on the first break, but the problem, I'll tell you the problem with that. The part I hated admitting when I began to understand that, I hated admitting that they were right. It's got all over me. Tell everybody how to find you. How do they find Rick Hector?
I am Rick Hector, legally armed in Detroit.com. Rick's Firearm Academy, DetroitCCW.com. I'm over quite a few places. If you Google me, Rick Hector, you'll find me. Welcome to the fold.
We're going to get into the gift-giving season for the gun owner. I don't know if it's going to be the new gun owner or the current gun owner or what. I got a few things I need to ask for as a current gun owner. That coming up right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Rick Ector, the director, and we're talking about Christmas gift giving to gun owners. What kind of gun owners are we giving gifts to right now?
You know, you made an interesting point, you know, a few moments ago before the last break, man. And yeah, some of the things that we were talking about were geared towards some of the brand spanking newly minted gun owners, and I'm still going to continue that trek, man. But there's one gift that I did put on the list because I actually had that same observation. was that for people who have been a gun owner for a while, you know, the thing about us, man, is we treat firearms to a great extent like potato chips. You ever open up a bag of potato chips and just pulled out just one chip and stopped?
Of course not. What kind of question is that one? I'm going to fail that. I failed that quiz right away. Yeah.
Right. Right. Well, there's a saying in certain pockets of the gun community, man, that buying guns is like eating potato chips, man. You can't just stop at one. And I get it because, you know, a lot of times people, when they make that decision to buy a gun, man, they don't really do their homework as well as they could have. And they, you know, walk into a gun range, a gun shop, and maybe they, you know, through the whole shopping process, they didn't necessarily consider all of the factors of the gun that they should get. And maybe they don't get the one that's best for them. And so eventually they may become a little disenchanted with their initial purchase. And then soon enough, you'll find yourself buying your second gun, right?
Right.
And then you have better success with that one. And then, you know, you start getting into the whole gun, you know, buying thing. And next thing you know, man, you look up and you're 50 plus years old and you have quite a few of these things laying around, right?
Yeah.
So for a more seasoned, notice the term I use, seasoned firearms owner, man, who has more than a few guns of varying types, whether we're talking handguns and long guns, what gift-giving gift item would be pretty cool, if not thoughtful, for that person in your family that has more than a few guns in the house?
A multi-gun range bag.
Well, yeah, we hit range bag the last time, but what else? Thinking big.
Did we say range bag last time?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I'm thinking one of those gun cabinets, man. You know, some people, when you think of
a gun, a display cabinet, yes.
It's almost like a,
trophy cabinet.
Go back. Yeah, like either a trophy cabinet, or if you think about back in high school, your locker where you go to your locker, you take the lock off and you lift up the handle and you pull the door.
There's the one of
you have all of these little holders and places where you can put a variety of guns, man, whether we're talking a long gun or two, or maybe a couple of pistols in there. And actually, if it has a little weight to it, man, it might be an additional safeguard from theft. You know, one of the things that, you know, unfortunately happens, man, if you are away from your home for a period of time, somebody might break in and, you know,
steal your guns,
Steal your guns. And I'm not under any idea that, you know, a gun safe is the end all be all. I mean, you give a motivated criminal a lot of time if you're not actually there. Eventually they can, you know, get whatever you got, especially if, say, you go out of town for a week, you know, like around the Christmas holidays. Yeah, man. But I think a gun cabinet, man, I've been looking online, man, and you know what? There's some really nice ones that aren't too bad, man.
Yeah, there's plenty of those things. I mean, to that end, I mean, what I have done, and you can do this pretty cheaply, like just going to Home Depot or something. I bought a couple of rolling toolboxes with big drawers.
Uh-huh.
Now, these things, where I have them, I got them upstairs. So they're upstairs, and they're full of stuff, and they probably weigh... The light one probably weighs 400 pounds. The heavy one probably weighs 700. If I lock that up, and they can roll it, but they have to roll it and get it out of the down the stairs without killing themselves.
You know what? The way the laws are made now, man, someone can actually break into your home and like hurt themselves, like maybe cut themselves on glass or trip over a coaster that was left on the floor. And guess what they can do?
Can they sue me for that?
They can actually sue you for that. They can sue you for illegally being in your home and hurting themselves. Isn't that the most awful thing in the whole wide world?
Oh, no, not that. Well, I mean, they can, I'm sure they can sue me for that. I just don't know how successful they're going to be with that one. So tell me again what your case is. Yeah, I was breaking into this house, right, because it was Christmas time. Right. I needed to get my stuff, and I knew this guy had some TVs and some guns and everything, and I'm working on stealing all this stuff. And while I was there, I twisted my ankle. And now I'm never going to be able to run again, Your Honor. And for that, I need $5 million. Right. And I'm sure that I'm sure His Honor is going to look at that and go, let me back up a minute. You broke into this guy's house? Is that what you're telling me?
Look, I will be the first to tell you that I'm not a lawyer, man, but I do know that they can actually sue you. And if, let's say, for example, they don't survive, they don't survive and they pass on, their family can actually come after you.
Well, you know, I see that all the time. I see that in the news where, like, somebody was robbing a store and I saw this just the other day at a Dollar General, and somebody at the shop shot and killed the bad guy who was robbing the store, and his family's all up in arms because that guy had permission to have a gun in the Dollar General.
Wow.
And they're all upset about that. Yeah, okay, yeah, he had to have that to get his money. It's okay to do that, to point a gun at another human being. It's okay to threaten them with their death, but if somebody takes you up on that, that's not good. So, yeah.
Man.
So, yes, the cabinet would probably save a lot of lives just because you wouldn't have idiots like that particular one going out there and then getting shot when he actually took a gun to a gunfight and somebody knew what they were doing with one. Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I am Rick Ector, legallyarmedindetroit.com, Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit.com. My handle is DetroitCCW at a variety, dare I say, a plethora of social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and yes, even IMDb.
Which I don't have IMDb. Every time he does that, I just sit over here and envy as the IMDb. I've got my own IMDb. Bill, do you have IMDb? You never asked me.
That's
the unspoken thing, right? You don't ask me.
We'll get back to it after break, but yeah, you are on IMDb.
No, I'm not. Anyway, we'll get back to that after the break. Legally Armed in Detroit. That is the, and he's also a board member of the NRA, which makes him Ector the director. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Rosalynn Carter, the former First Lady, was laid to rest in Plains, Georgia today. A private funeral took place this morning at Maranatha Baptist Church. That was followed by a procession to the family home where Mrs. Carter will be interred. As the highest-ranking Jewish official in America, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed his obligation to address the surge in anti-Semitism in the U.S. and worldwide.
The vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Schumer highlighted that extreme rhetoric against Israel is contributing to attacks on individuals solely because they are Jewish. J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO is portraying a pessimistic outlook for the economy. Jamie Dimon stated that inflation might increase further and the possibility of a recession still looms. John Schaefer, USA News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rick Ector, the director. We're talking about Christmas gifts, and we sort of went off of the pathway there.
Man, we do it all the time. But yeah. You know what? That's just a consequence of having a good rapport with your show host, man. That's all that is. And you know what? It's nothing in the world to be ashamed of.
Well, hope not. I hope not.
Let me say. Yes. Okay. Next item on my list, man. Let's see. Of all the things that we talked about, man, maybe this one was implied, but we didn't explicitly state it though, man. But, I imagine that for even an experienced gun owner, or dare I say a brand new gun owner, one thing that you can definitely help them out with is with 1,000 rounds of their ammunition properly chambered in their caliber, man. Because I'll tell you, when I do a training class or consultation, like I did a consultation with a woman last weekend, and I help her pick out the best gun for her, man. And when we started throwing all this stuff on the counter, the gun, you know, eyes, ears, man, her enthusiasm to keep buying accessories was waning, man.
Yeah.
And ammunition was one of those things that was, yeah, it was still kind of pricey. You know, you figure, you know, you throw a box of 50, you know, for practice in the bag, and then you throw a box of 20 defensive rounds. You know, those defensive rounds are a little more pricey than the practice rounds.
Yep.
Yeah, it becomes a little expensive. So this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking for that new gun owner, or even if you're an experienced one, I can't think of anyone who would not be overjoyed and thrilled if someone gave you 1,000 rounds of ammunition chambered for your firearm.
I would, and here's what I would say for those of you buying these guns where you're now thinking to yourself, maybe somebody will give me 1,000 rounds. You got a better chance of doing it if you buy a 9mm. If you get out there and buy, if you buy a 40 cal, if you buy a 45 ACP, if you buy a 357 SIG, a 10mm, any of those, Those 1,000 rounds of that is significantly more expensive than 1,000 rounds of 9mm.
Man, that's another handgun buying consideration. Like, yeah. Hey, if you buy a 9mm gun, the odds of someone buying you 9mm ammo is significantly greater than if you had a 45 cal.
Yeah, yeah. And if somebody buys you that, but it would be easier though, because they had a 45 and somebody gave them 1,000 rounds of 9, they could just go trade that on a 9.
Yeah. And one of the cool things about, like, right now, man, we still have a little bit of lead time before Christmas actually registers on the calendar. It's plenty of time to jump on those interwebs on the internet, fire up your browser, and see if you can get a bulk ammo deal from a variety of sites that are out there that sells ammo. Hey, do you have any ammo suppliers as a sponsor?
I have Federal Premium.
Okay. Yeah. They sell 9mm?
Oh, yeah. They sell some really good 9mm. Good practice round. 124 grain, full metal jacket. It's, you know, the white box is not that expensive. I think you can get 1,000 rounds for less than $300.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Federal's website and buy 1,000 rounds of their 9mm or whatever caliber of ammo that you need to give to your friends and families for Christmas. And tell them Bill Frady from Lock and Load sent you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely tell them that. That would be most helpful. That would be most helpful.
Man, if you had a special phrase or a password or something.
I don't think I have one. I don't think I do have one.
You never done any advertising deals with them and say, hey, go buy some ammo from Federal and use this code? Like code, lock and load.
The problem with a company like Federal is they have so many distributors. They probably sell more ammo to distributors than they do direct.
So you probably, help me out here, man. Can you buy ammo directly from Federal as an individual person?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know.
No, man, look, let me tell you. I appreciate people who, when they don't know the answer to something, that they just tell you they don't know. You know why I appreciate that?
Yeah.
There's a chance that I might run off with the information I was given and then be embarrassed later. So, yeah. Let me tell you, there is no shame in not knowing something because we're all ignorant of something.
Yeah.
Okay. Next item on the list, man, and this is germane to your relative location, wherever you may be.
Right.
There should be, and, you know, depending on what part of the country you're in, a considerable number of gun ranges in the area, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Why not buy a gun range membership? Get one of those gun range memberships and give it to a family or friend for Christmas, man. Just think about it. One of the things that we harp on continuously about gun owners, especially new gun owners, is getting their practice time in.
Right.
One of these gun range memberships could be bought relatively inexpensively. You're giving it to someone who needs to go. And yes, how often should a person be practicing after they bought their first defensive handgun?
Well, if you're going to do that, if you joined a gun range and you went once a week and shot 50 rounds a week, I think that would build some good habits. You don't have to shoot a lot. You know, if you shoot 100, even better. But, 50 rounds a week. And normally at gun ranges, they have inexpensive range ammo for sale there. So it might be cheaper to use their ammo than your ammo.
Yeah, but you know what? The gun range membership, it defrays, if not eliminates for some period of time, the shooting fees that you have to actually pay when you go shoot, man.
Indeed.
That's the one thing that really surprises a lot of new people I run into when they reach me for a shooting consultation. You know, they already, you know, whatever fee I gave for me to, like, teach them and give them some coaching. But, yeah, you actually have to pay the gun range to be there. So, yeah, if someone had a gun range membership, then, yeah, they wouldn't have to worry about that part of the expenditure.
Right.
Oh, and let's see. What else is on this list? Man, let me tell you, if by chance there are firearms instructors operating in your area, I'm sure that there's at least a few of them that have their own internal gift certificate program. So if you have someone in your life, in your family, who's interested and they live in a state in which they have to get a concealed pistol license, or if they want some training, there might be a gift certificate program where you could buy a person's concealed carry class or firearm safety class and give it to them as a gift certificate.
Yeah. That is a thought. I have seen that starting to happen. I have seen that starting to happen now.
You know, actually, I do it, and I've been doing it for a number of years, man, and I'll tell you, a lot of people take me up on it. Of course, one thing that I do, you know, employ when I use that is that since it's in the future, like, say, we're, like, almost into December.
Right.
You know, and this is for next year because it's a Christmas gift. I'll discount it a little bit, man, and so put it out there. You know, the only thing I have to worry about is I have to, like, be able to track it and be able to keep, you know, a good firm control over the information. You know, this person bought this for that person, and, you know, give them a liberal amount of time to redeem it. Yeah, but those gift certificates, man, they're always appreciated.
Very good, very good. We're coming up on the last break. Tell everybody how to find you right quick.
I am Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. You can find me at Rick's Firearm Academy of Detroit or at Legally Armed in Detroit. My handle is Detroit CCW on the social webs, whether that's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and IMDb.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Ector, the director, Rick Ector, and we're talking about gift giving to gun owners and maybe new gun owners, that sort of thing, all these other things. We're going to do this all, you want to do this all through the season there, Rick? We could do this. We could do it all the way up to it could be like 12 days of Christmas. We could do it once a week.
Man, you know what? That sounds like fun.
Okay. So.
Because we can get down in the weeds and actually find some things no one has even known that existed.
That's right.
You ever see a movie called, it starred Richard Pryor, and it's going back a number of years, called Brewster's Millions?
I saw it when it came out. It was probably back in the 80s, because I saw it then, and I was stationed in Europe. And every time an American video came out, we all went to the VHS place to rent the tape and watch it. We would watch it till we killed the video.
Man, you are dating this story because you use VHS. Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't even know if this generation of gun owners know of the format of VHS.
Well, it was a thing back in the day.
Right. And then there was Beta. Remember Beta?
Yeah.
And then there was the laser disc that came out. You remember those?
Right. Well, that was supposed to be the best one out there, but VHS won the format wars on that one.
Yeah, man. And now, you know what? There are some people like me, man. You know, I inherited, you know, my late mother's VHS video collection, man.
Okay. You still got those?
I must have. There's some VHSs, man, here. I got a considerable number of DVDs, right? So, you know, it isn't so bad, man. But I literally have a ton of VHS movies, man. I need to do something with them.
Do you have a VHS player?
No, absolutely not. No, I do not. But see, that whole movie that I was getting to, Brewster's Millions, that was where Richard Pryor's character, he was offered like a lump sum of cash, like $1 million, but he was also offered a greater sum of money if he could spend like $1 million in 30 days without spending more than a certain fraction at any one place, and everything he had to buy was unique, right? And that whole idea made me think of this whole concept of gift cards, man. You know what? It is the equivalent of the wimp clause from the movie Brewster's Millions, man. Let me tell you, if you have exhausted your brain trying to figure out what to give that loved one that seems to have like one of everything, you can exercise a la Brewster's Million strategy, go with a gift card, man, a Visa or MasterCard or whatever credit card company you feel most linked to. They will gladly take your money and put it on a gift card. And let me tell you, the only weird part of the whole proposition is when, you know, the opening of the present time happens, you know, around the Christmas tree on Christmas Day. They're expecting a box from you and you give them a thin envelope. You know, they might actually think that all they're getting for Christmas is a card. But let me tell you, there could be a Visa or MasterCard gift card in there.
Right.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
So let me tell you, and some other things, man, for those of us who are actually into reading, when was the last time, my friend, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, when was the last time you actually read a book that was written by some person and actually published, and you actually bought a book and actually read it?
It's been a while. I get books. I've got a bunch of books that have been sent to me that I have never read. And
were these from authors? The authors themselves?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man, see, I'm not even going to put you on the spot. I am not going to ask you who gifted you a book that you did not read. Oh, I am not going to do that.
I do think of that.
You know what? I'm going to confess to you and your listening audience, man, that you know what? I've been given some books from some authors, man, and I have not gotten around to reading a few of them too. But you know what I keep telling myself? I keep telling myself that I'm ultimately going to repay them by paying them the ultimate compliment, and that is to actually squirrel away some time and actually read the book and do like a review of it, right?
Right.
And when you do a review of it and then put the link, you know, there where they can go to, you know, whatever site they're selling it on. I think everybody sells their books on Amazon, right?
Right.
In some way, in some electronic format. You know, me, myself, personally, I'm a little partial to actually having the book in my hand.
I like to physically have the books. I do, too. Even if I don't.
You know. But you know what? I realize in my old age, man, I'm just not really acclimated or changing with the times. I don't know if a lot of people have actually read a traditional book now. I mean, you look at what the schools and colleges and universities are doing, man, these online schools, everything is a PDF book online and you just have to, you know, buy the rights, download the file, and actually read it on your phone, PDA, or laptop.
Right.
Yeah. Those old people that are still around like me, man, we still know what it feels like to have a book and to actually turn the pages. So let's see. Tell you what.
Do you know who Mark Levin is?
Have I heard of his name? Sounds familiar. I don't know if I've met him.
He's a big, big radio guy. He's in like the top five nationwide. He sent us, he's at my radio station, he sent me and the other two daytime host book copies of his book. And I've got it here, and I should be reading it, but I have not done that.
You know, there are some books that I have read, man. But out of, you know, the books that I have in my collection here at the house, I am going to say, a book that I've read and truly enjoyed, man, was a book entitled An Act of Bravery, Otis McDonald and the Second Amendment.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, I am one of my, I guess, fond experiences, man, is I actually got to meet him. And really nice guy, cool guy. And, man, he always had a smile on his face, man. And, you know what? I'm really appreciative of what he and his case did for, the Second Amendment. You know, he had that huge court case, man. Yeah. As you know, a lot of us are still reaping the benefits of that case now.
Yep. But it set them back. It was one of those things that set them back. It was one of those big four right now. Big three, four, big three.
And I know this next book, man, it's kind of dated, you know, but it's my friend, I wrote it, man. Ken Blanchard, Black Man with a Gun, man. That's probably the first book that I read that had something to do with the gun rights industry. Yeah. And
Ken's a godfather. You know, Ken's a godfather.
He's the godfather of gun rights, especially in urban America, man, because a lot of things that he's done, you know, especially with his flagship site. I think he retired that website, and he's now doing some things going in another direction,
right,
man. But
still the godfather.
Always, he's the godfather, still man. Godfather. And you know anything about gun rights in urban America, that would be it. Black Man with a Gun.
Yep.
If you're interested, by all means, go to Amazon and at least read the description on it and check it out. Totally awesome book.
Well, now take this time to tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector. I can be found at my blog, Legally Armed in Detroit, or at Rick's Firearm Academy, which is at DetroitCCW.com. I have public profiles on a plethora of social media websites such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and dare I say, I have my media appearances to a great extent on IMDb under, and get this, one of those 160 entries is from Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Very cool. Okay, so I am on IMDb. Now I feel better about myself. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Hey, man, it's always a pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.